It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Shalom and welcome to SBS Hebrew Radio. Today we're joined by filmmaker Sandra Behrens, director of the new documentary Neshoma. Through rare archival footage and a powerful narrative voice, Neshoma brings to life the Jewish community of pre-war Amsterdam and explores what happens to a city when its soul is taken away. Sandra, thank you so much for joining us on SBS Hebrew.
Hi, I'm very happy to be here.
Please tell us what inspired you to make this film.
I'm an Amsterdamer, so I'm born here. It's my city. And I'm married to a Jewish guy. And, well, what struck me is that I knew that there was a big Jewish community before the Second World War. One out of 10 were Jewish. And I think in a way, because of this Holocaust, the attention was always on the victim side, like they are not here anymore. And I was like, you know, when you only see people as victims, it in a way dehumanizes people. So I was, you know, all the memorial statues in Amsterdam as well, they're all about, okay, this is the name, they were born here and they were murdered there. And I was very interested in the life in between. So I thought I wanted to focus on the life, on the resilience, on the power, and on, you know, the big legacy that the Jewish community left for all the people of Amsterdam. They did a lot. So then I started collecting stories, and then I had so many stories that I thought the only way to kind of make justice for all these stories is using a fictional character, fictional structure to be able to give room to all these different stories, from rich to poor, to religious, to not religious, socialist, and different neighborhoods, because they say when there are two Jews, there are three visions. So I thought I need to give room to all these ideas and way of living. Well, I want all the new people coming to Amsterdam, I want them to know that they are here on the shoulders of a group that is in a way only new, as they are not here anymore. And they did so much. So that was for me very important.
It's so fascinating to think of the fact that one in every 10 Amsterdammers were Jewish. That is a very high number. Do you at all feel like retrospectively there's been any remorse potentially from the Amsterdammers in thinking of the hollowing out of the Jewish community and indeed the neshoma of the city?
Yeah, I think there's still the neshoma of the city, but because there is so much pain still about what happened in the Second World War, all the people that I interviewed or read interviews or heard interviews, that, you know, this Second World War, this Holocaust is like a big mountain, and it's very difficult also for people to talk about the daily life before. Of course, the neshoma is still here, but even the actresses that I spoke, they said, you know, I know a little bit stories, because every time I ask my father or my grandfather or whoever they know about just the ordinary life before the Second World War, something triggered again the pain. And then you have to ask them again and again, okay, so what was life like? Where did you go to school? How did you play on the street? What stores did you go? I think it's still here, but you need to point out that, like, you know, one thing that I didn't know a lot about it, of course. So I did a lot of research, but, the union nowadays in the Netherlands directly started from the union of the diamond cutters. They were the first one that really has this union. And so there are a lot of, and like, well, everybody knows the cinema Tuschinski. But a lot of people doesn't know that he was Jewish and he came from Poland. He started this and he said, I want everybody to feel at least one time in their life like they are kind of royals, walking on this big carpet, sitting on these velvet chairs, looking at a wonderful film with a wonderful orchestra. So I want that for everybody. A lot of people doesn't know that he was just a poor Jewish guy coming here, fleeing from pogroms. So I think it's good that people know this history.
Can I ask also why you chose to focus on the intervening years between World War One and World War Two?
I was struck by the idea that in the Netherlands there were not involved in that war, but everybody was so shocked in the world about what happens there and how many young guys just died for nothing. There was this great idea that, okay, now we have seen this, it will never happen again. And I started with reading and I found that everybody was like, okay, so now we can start again and now we make this a better world and we are sure that this will never happen again, ever. Now that we know that there was this Second World War, well, everybody who lives after the Second World War knows what happened. But I was so touched by the idea of all these people that, you know, they were just full of energy. And I was also touched by the idea of this community, like we will do this together. You know, we make the world better, not only for ourselves or our family, but also for our city, our land, our community. We have to do this. We know now what can happen in a war and we will never have this again. So then I could show between 1919 and, 1940, when the Second World War started here, I could give a good idea of how was daily life for this community in a time that I really thought we are safe here. You know, this is our home. And so they didn't have any idea that that something happened, because the Netherlands was neutral in the First World War. Everybody thought, this will not happen again. And even when the first signs were there, a lot of people thought, no, but Netherlands will still be neutral and, you know, the queen will take care of us. And so this idea that they're totally unaware what will come and even thought, you know, we are safe and everybody will take care of us and we belong here. And then this moment that people from outside said, okay, but you're not an Amsterdamer, you know, you're just Jewish. That's it. And me as an Amsterdamer, and I think a lot of people from wherever they live, but maybe especially in big cities, you're proud of your city. You know, I'm an Amsterdamer, I'm a New Yorker, I'm a Tel Aviver. I don't know, but you feel like, okay, this is where I belong. I know these people and I contribute to this city. And then suddenly people say, oh no, but you don't belong to our community. You know, you're just a Jew. So I read a lot of people who were really, because they know they were Jewish. And even if they're not religious, most of them do something on Friday night.
It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Suddenly, they were only Jewish. And so, it was very sad to feel that.
The film focuses obviously on things that happened to the Jewish community back then. We're dealing in a context that is quite contentious at the moment with the war in Gaza and Israel. Do you, and the Jewish community around the world, the diaspora, has suffered a lot as a result of everything. Do you see any comparisons between then and now?
I think it's not only the Jewish community, but when I started this film, it was just a tribute for me to the Jewish community. And after 7 October, people asked me, so, well, this is brave to do this kind of film now. And I thought, why? I don't understand. I don't see any link between this film and what happens at 7 October. It's awful, but I don't see the link. And then it became more and more clear that, you know, people connect the way things happened in Israel and the right-wing government and Jewish people in general. And I didn't understand that, but it goes on and on. When I was thinking about it, for me, it is obviously about the Jewish community, and that was also my focus. But I also see it as an anti-war film.
That's what you mentioned before as well. Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. But you're saying these things don't happen in vain, but there's such a loss of life in any context, in any war.
Yeah, and I thought, you know, I will tell you something. When I started, I wanted, it was my intention to stop the film the moment the war starts in the Netherlands. So I wanted to end at the moment the Germans came over the bridge, and then the war was here, the occupation was here. Then when I was in the research, I understood that the most bad thing that happened was that, because nobody knows what will happen. And for a long time, it looks like there's not happening a lot. And the Germans, you know, that took little step by isolating the Jewish people. When they did that immediately at the beginning, I think every human normal people would say, hey, this is not okay. You know, why are Jewish people not allowed to go in the park or go to the swimming pool or, you know, can't go to the cinema? But because they did it so slowly that in 1.5 years, you know, the abnormality, things that are totally weird and abnormal, became normal. And that is what I see now, that things that are not normal, that, you know, people who has nothing to do with the war in Gaza, that they are here, they pointed out like, yeah, but, you know, you have to stand up for this, or you have to have this vision, or because you are Jewish. And I think that is what you see. I hope that people see in my film that it's not about being Jewish or being whatever. There always be leaders who misabuse their power. That's the moment something goes wrong, like an economic depression or shortage of houses or a disease. It's a way of kind of solving the problem by pointing out, oh, but I know the scapegoat. I know who did it. You know, they do it and they're not allowed to be in our community. So we send them away, or we make a big wall and, you know, that they're not allowed to come in. And that is happening in the whole world. So in a way, for me, this film is kind of, well, you discover the underlying power structure that is misabused. Now, you know, because of Israel and Gaza is in the newspaper all the time, it is really affecting the Jewish community. I'm not Jewish myself, but I have a lot of, I know a lot of Jewish family and Jewish friends.
Well, Sandra, I just want to focus on that for one moment, because is it because you have that access to the vantage point of Jewish people living through this right now that gives you that tolerance and that understanding more so than the average other person who is very quick to point the finger at Jewish people? And also because you are a creative and you do want to sort of research these sorts of things, you're a documentary maker, so you take it seriously in exacting your research.
Yes, of course, I'm connected to the Jewish community. But also, in a way, I think maybe it is easier for me because, you know, I feel connected to the Jewish community, but I'm not one of them. So I can be in an observative role. So then, you know, I'm not accused by, but you're not religious enough, or you're not this enough, or you don't belong to our group. But also because, you know, I'm in a way a migrant myself. My mom comes from Indonesia. So I'm always a little bit like, okay, when people say it is like this, I'm always like, is it really like this? Or maybe, you know, there's also another opinion. So I'm always on the question side. And that is what I love about what I learned about the Jewish culture, that it's not about answers, but always asking why. And that's also why I start my film with Pesach, because then, you know, the youngest, the most naive people in the room can ask, why is it this day other than other days? So for me, that's very important that you always, you know, it's very easy to point at people or groups. And so I try always to be, why are people doing this? I don't understand that, you know, it's so easy to say, okay, so we have to cut all the lines between Israel and the Netherlands. I think it's good, you know, to stay connected to people who wants to be together and make an effort to make together with other people a better world, because I think that's the only way we can survive.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.
It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.